Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 8:16. It is going to be a beautiful Monday. Weather-wise, at least. I hope you have a nice Monday, whatever it is you're up to. Highs are going to be around 67 degrees with plenty of sunshine. And it's going to be a nice week, really, until Friday when a little chance for rain sneaks in and it turns colder by the weekend. Right now, it's 51 degrees. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, did you vote in Saturday's election? 75% of you are saying yes. 25% are saying no, and I don't think that's what the official numbers are showing. Ed Shervinak joins us, local political analyst. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm well, sir. And you?
I'm doing well.
So tell me about turnout. Do we have an official figure as to how many registered voters turned out?
Yes. 50% of people turned out for the governor's election. So I'm not surprised that 75% of people said that they voted. That's what's called social desirability, that people basically give the answer that they think other people want to hear.
I got my sticker to prove it, Ed. I got two stickers. So there you go. any surprises? Say, let's start with the governor's race. Any surprises there? Were the polls too close to call? And let me throw two more in there for you. What was it that propelled John Bel Edwards to victory, and could Eddie Rasponi have done anything differently to see that he would have won or to make him win?
Right. No real surprises. The polls had a close race with the governor up by a couple of percentage points. So that was relatively consistent, and that's what he won by. He won by 2 percentage points. And, you know, he was able to cobble together a diverse coalition of African-Americans, some crossover Republican voters. There's probably a few people who were not happy about how Mr. Rasponi had treated Congressman Abraham. And so they may have crossed over to the governor. And the governor did very well in the suburbs. And so all that put together put him over the finish line. In terms of what Mr. Rasponi could have done different, I think, you know, he just came out with generic ads tying himself to Trump early on rather than presenting himself, because he has a good story to tell. He has a good biography in terms of what he's done, who he is, but I don't think people really got to know that.
That was just like an afterthought, it seems to me, as opposed to Trump. And I'm not trying to insult anybody, but I mean, that was his campaign from the beginning, was it not?
It was. The attempt was to nationalize the election, to link himself to a president who's popular here, right? He won by 20 percentage points in 2016. But people want, you know, they wanted more than that. They wanted to know what exactly he was going to do, what were his plans. You know, he had said he'd won a constitutional convention. Okay, well, then what are your specifics? What exactly would you like to change in the Constitution? And we never really heard anything like that.
All right, we take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about President Trump and nationalizing the election. He decided to enter into this fray, I guess, if you will. And as a result, I think at one point he said, don't make me look bad, or maybe it was a different race, I don't remember, vote for the Republican candidate. At any point, does this mean anything about President Trump's popularity in Louisiana, or was it just a campaign mistake by, as you said, Eddie Rasponi, maybe not emphasizing or giving enough details about what he wanted to do or telling his story? And did the president lose anything by getting involved in this, or are people going to forget that and they just love him no matter what, and he's going to easily win Louisiana in 2020? 8:20, time now for traffic on WWL. 8:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the election over the weekend. John Bel Edwards winning re-election. He's got another 4 years. Ed Chervenak is our guest, local political analyst. The numbers in our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll have changed. Now 82% are saying they voted, and 18% are saying they did not officially. About 50% of the registered voters in the state voted. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. A couple of texts that are coming in here. Well, first off, let me go to one I got early this morning. As soon as I came on at 6 o'clock, basically somebody texted in predicting the end of the state, the end of the world. They're moving to Texas. The insurance rates are going to go way, way up. Basically echoing a lot of things that the national ads were saying, the PAC commercials, et cetera. But one thing I don't see as a revolutionary change or anything yet is you still got a heavily controlled Republican House and Senate in Baton Rouge, and you got the same Democratic governor you had. So are we likely to see any dramatic change?
No, I don't think so. You know, the rhetoric tends to get overheated during campaigns, and people, you know, is always going to say, oh, I'm moving. But the state will continue to muddle forward. You know, it'll be intense politics, there's no doubt about it, because we, as you mentioned, not only do we have a Republican legislature, but a near supermajority Republican legislature. So it's going to be very interesting.
How long will it take people, generally speaking, and I know this is a very vague and general question, but to forget the rhetoric of the campaign and get back to normal life?
I think, you know, once we settle the election, you know, we're kind of channeling conflict through the ballot box there. And once we've kind of decided what direction we want to go in, people tend to settle in and get back to normal.
So as it relates to political capital with President Trump, because, again, he decided to get involved with this. He didn't have to with John Kennedy, who did, I guess, decide to get involved with it. Steve Scalise, who was on Fox News yesterday talking about the ground that Rasponi made up as a result of the president's endorsement. Any other politician in Louisiana, does anybody lose any capital over this, or is it just all forgotten?
I think that, you know, certainly the president took a hit in terms of political capital. He really put himself out there, basically making this a referendum on him. And he's hasn't done well in the Virginia elections, the Kentucky elections. He did not as good as, or his candidate did not win by the same margin he did in Mississippi, and now he's lost in Louisiana. So Republicans may be questioning how much they want to embrace the president going forward. you know, so we'll have to wait and see. But certainly what the common thread we're seeing in these elections is that suburbanites are moving away from the Republican Party and moving towards the Democratic Party. And a lot of people are blaming that on the president.
So when it comes to this text, and I'm not trying to ask you to teach civics here, but in all capital letters, so I presume they're shouting, it says, get ready to pay a lot more taxes the next 4 years. So I guess the governor, Ed, can just with the swipe of a pen have a lot of people paying more taxes, right? That's the way it works?
No, it's not the way it works.
Oh, it's not the way it works. How does it work?
No. It works that the action starts in the legislature, and that it'll be, since it's controlled by Republicans, the committees will be controlled by Republicans. It's hard for me to envision that big tax increases will be coming out of this legislature.
So all I would do is suggest that everybody calm down, take a breath, and forget all of the heated rhetoric, which, by the way, I wanted to ask you. Was this one more personal than normal, or is that just the state of politics in general, or did it just strike me that way?
It's kind of the way politics is run in general. Negative ads are a staple of political campaigns. I actually thought that the race for the Supreme Court seat was probably the ugliest of the campaigns, much more so than the governor's race.
Anything you want to add before we let you go? Orleans Parish. Two of the three passed.
Yes, two of the three passed. So the city's ability to borrow money for infrastructure, the passage of the short-term rental tax. What failed, of course, was the $3 million for property tax. And it's just a tough environment today to ask people to increase their property taxes, particularly with the increase in the assessments.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate your time as always. Ed Chervenak, local political analyst. A text comes in and...
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.